Just
Stop.
think,
Well,
yeah.
brush
You're
right.
on. Yeah.
How are we getting
You
away?
may not want to, but
Go ahead, Gary.
face
Okay. Call a meeting order and then you call it compliance with open meeting law.
Yes, it was sent to the newspapers, radio stations, and posted at the admin building on the website.
Approval, the approval of the agenda.
All move is printed.
Second.
I've got a motion, a second, approval of agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposing. Approval of minutes, October 15, 2025. Need a motion. Second.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion, second, approval of minutes, October 15, 2025. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Public comment slash communication.
I do not have any.
Nothing?
Excuse. I have stuff in my reports, but
okay. Number six, have a schedule of reports or activities. Public hearing for 8521 comments.
All right. Well, that was for our 8521 transportation grant. Gary and I met. We didn't have anybody on Zoom and we didn't have anybody in person show up. So, yeah, we chatted for 15, 20 minutes and
yeah.
Went over the, I did give Gary a summary of the transportation coordination plan as we're required to through the public hearing and the programs that we would fund with 8521, which you guys are all aware of. So, but yeah. Last year we had two, this year none. So. No news is good news.
No news is good. Elderfest recap.
All righty. We gave out 357 bags. We had our zip codes, we had 33 zip codes with 385 attendees on those zip codes. So, not bad. Table winner was Home Instead. TMG did back out of the, they won it 2 years in a row, and they were the ones that did the lollipop guild, but they did back out, so we did give it to Home Instead. Other than that, I think everything went good. We came out okay with everything money wise, so I think we're good. Now we just have to come up with a theme for next year. Do it all over again. So.
Okay. How about your upcoming event?
All right. That should be going around. Yeah. We'll just want to pass that around. If you want a copy of it, I'd be happy to give you a copy of it if you want one. Kathy always has one. You've got yours. So.
Yep.
But if anyone else wants a copy of it, I'll be happy to do that. We can move on, Gary.
Okay, ADRC application update.
So we did get, we did hear from the state last week, I think it was. No, it's all the weeks in November kind of running together right now. So for the intent to contract with us, so that was good news. I was starting to get a little concerned. So we are good to go for January 1st. I just got something from the fiscal department today from the state. I haven't even had a chance to look at it. I just saw it looks like some contract language and signage that we'll probably need. So I'll probably be forwarding that on to Nate. We do have the DCS applications all in. So we will be making an offer on that. I was waiting to kind of hear back from Iowa County. I spoke with Val. I did send John the interim administrator over there, since there's not a DSS administrator right now or director over there right now. I think that's coming soon. So we should have that position ready to go by January 1st. So that will be good.
Okay, number eight, purchase computers out of ADRC current budget if funding is timing a lot.
So I think we're getting the budget information out of the regional office has been a little bit challenging since Danica came to Grant County. And I think they're, you know, it's kind of hit and miss who's getting it. So the last information I got from Mary looks like we'll have some money left in that ADRC budget. We have not charged any indirect costs, which is part of that reason. But I still think we're going to have some. We've just time reported high. As I've told you in the past, our funding is based on about half our funding comes from the GPR grant. And then the other half approximately comes from our Medicaid match. So if that Medicaid match is high, we actually get more funding, and it's cumulative on the way it is. So as you get that, then it keeps, you spend out of that, then you're not spending as much of the grants. So I do believe we'll have some money. So I just wanted to make you aware that I had 6 laptops in my budget for next year. If we can get them out this year, I have been working with the help desk to try to get some quotes on that. I'll double check with Mary once I have them. We can get them out of this year. We'll probably try to do that just to save some money. So do you want to approve that? You certainly can. Do we need to? I don't. Know that you need to.
Because it's within her budget.
Okay. Just want to make you aware.
Transparent.
Number 9, approval of voucher.
All right. Any questions on vouchers? I looked through them. I didn't see anything too out of the ordinary. So, but if you see something that you're...
I just have a question.
Yeah.
On page 8, toward the bottom, Christian Servants Home Care LLC, where are they located?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay.
I'll have to ask.
That's
I'll
okay.
have to ask Courtney.
That's okay.
They are contracted. I want to say Dubuque area, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah,
thank you.
I will find out for you. They do respite. They're a respite provider. Any other questions on that?
Accept the vouchers.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Approve the vouchers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All the same. Okay, financial report.
All right. There's my notes here. Kathy had a question, and again, Kathy, I can't remember if it was last month or the month before, but some of the, or Nate might have had a question too on it. And some of our operating supply categories in nutrition that looked like they were overspent, because I had mentioned that we got an $8,000 grant from the thrift shop. So here is her list. She actually went over by $19.80, but we're okay because we still got some donations. So I will pass that around if you are interested in looking at that. A lot of it was Cambro bags, thermometers, ice packs. Those get a lot of wear and tear when they're being used on a daily basis. Scoops, ladles, ice packs, freezer thermometers. We have to temp everything. Washcloth towels. Trays and bags, hot cold packs and liners, a lot of hot cold bags. So some donation boxes, a cart, things like that, coolers, cones. So if you're interested in it, I can pass it around. I also look through, so just wanted to point out, so when you see this, since we're not charging indirect right now, that kind of fluctuates where we're at in terms of expenses. And for a split second, I was like, I should have probably been paying a little closer attention to that, but we're still good. So overall, we are at overall, we should be at about 83%. I think we're about fall somewhere in there. And we're at 78%. So not a bad spot to be. The only ones that we're a little off on are our congregate is up. Expenses are up. We're at 91%. So we probably will go out of that a little bit. But we're under, and that's mostly because of the reprioritization. We are shifting people from home delivered to congregate. We have more people attending congregate. So that's always a tricky thing because you just don't know who's gonna come. I think congregate is probably up slightly as well just because of the economy. So we tend to see when prices get high that we get a few more people looking to get meals, which I can't blame them because they're expensive. So we're at 91, so we're going to come in pretty tight there. But home delivered, we are sitting at 66. So you can see that there's a little difference there. So it should even itself out without a problem. So I'm not terribly worried about that. We're at about 68% spent for benefit specialist. We're about 72% for bus, 42% for the wheelchair van. We just haven't, again, that wheelchair van is on demand, so again, hard to predict. Taxia, we're at 74%. Trips, we're at 73%. Family care, we're at 48%, 57%. 57%, I gotta look here. Okay. I wrote myself a note that I don't know. So family care, we're way under a little bit there because we charge some of the way that 25% is, we're charging it to ARPA, but we have a 25% copay and we're doing some adjustments there. So we do look under, but I do think we'll be close to spent out there. And then we're at about 76% on AFCSP and 78% on ADRC. So overall, okay. We should be all right. We do have a few revenues that still I'm working with the auditors to get those back. We had some that were supposed to go back to 24, but because of the delay in all these audits, they hadn't put them back. So I was working with them to get those back. But other than that, any questions on the finance?
Motion, a second on approved finance?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report.
Second.
We have a motion again. Second to approve the financial report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Program report.
Okay.
Director's report.
We do have a written report on that. We've already kind of talked about Elder Fest. So, I've got the vaccine count on there too. I didn't say that, but that gives you a little bit more recap on Elder Fest. I thought they did really good. They had 113 people get 169 vaccines, and we didn't have any incentives this year. So I was very impressed that we still had that kind of turnout. So that was nice. The good news is we got the intent to contract. That was very good news. And then the other good news is I've had numerous conversations with Mr. Joe Eckstein over the last, month and a half, who was trying to get us some money. And I just got a call from him the other day, Friday. Is that training Friday?
Yeah.
In fact, it was during our training. I saw he was calling. And so he let me know that we will have $20,000 this year. He had asked me earlier where our issues were, and I talked about a freezer in Boscobel that is we've been struggling to keep going. There's no parts even available for it anymore. So he's going to replace, they're going to replace the freezer. They're going to replace the steam table that we have had numerous problems with too, just because of, you know, they wear out. And then we're going to use it for emergency bags for all of our participants this year. So if we do end up with a snow day or something like that, they'll all have that for the most part. So that was very nice. We did not write a grant for it. I wasn't even sure where it was coming from. The foundation did contact me and they asked us to send one financial income statement. So Angela did that up for me very quickly. We sent that, and then with a couple of days after that, we were told that the money would be issued. So try to get that spent out. Courtney had already had an estimate on the freezer, so we'll have that. We might have to do some, I don't know where the old freezer's going yet, but we'll have to check with the recycling. I think she was going to check with the recycling. I think they can take it, but I don't know how you deal with the freon stuff, but I'm sure somebody can figure that out. So we'll get it out of there. So that's really nice, because our Boscoville site is our on-site kitchen. So that freezer, we lost quite a bit of food the last time it went down, because it went over a weekend. So we walked in on a Monday to lost food. So never a good thing. So yeah, we're really excited about that. He wants to get us in a cycle of providing funds to us again, is what he said. So Courtney and I are kind of looking at that and working on that, trying to think. Joel likes to throw numbers out it's interesting to have that luxury to do that. the foundation, I know, is they, when you look at their grant requirements, they're less on operational expenses, which is a lot of it for nutrition, which is where our main expenses come from. So we'll have to kind of work that out a little bit and see where our needs are. But I'm sure the freezer, I know we've got a cooler in Platteville that's pretty old as well. So we'll probably look at replacing that maybe next year if we can. Some things like that. So he's very interested in the needs of seniors in Grant County. So he just wants to work with us, and we're happy to work with them. So,
as an agency, do we send him a thank you?
Yes. And any press release we do, I have to send to them first. So we'll craft something that way too. But I'll wait till we actually have the money first. But yes. But we always follow up with the foundation. But it's a foundation requirement that you don't post anything on it unless you have approval from them. It was pretty painless. It was very nice. So that was great. So what else? Started, we had a really successful Mind Over Matter Health workshop. Laura had 16 people here for that. It's a three-part workshop, so she'll have two more. She didn't want more than 16. You kind of max out at that. And she had a full room here. So that was really great. I've already hooked her up for next year on that. That is one that is very successful, not over Zoom, but in person. So we'll be looking at that. Again, October is a crazy month. We've got Elderfest. We've got end of year reports for the aging programs. Then we've got third quarter reports for the transportation programs. We were trying to work with the auditors, and so there's just a lot going on. So, but everything is going pretty well. Let's start working on the transportation grants. I have 8521 pretty close to done. And then the taxi grant, I started yesterday a little bit. So those are both due in December, so we'll get those out. Courtney hosted a regional training for meal site managers at Southwest Tech, and everybody liked it, and everybody liked the facility, so we'll probably end up doing that again. But we do have the new nutrition consultant from GWAR is coming out on Thursday to meet with us. So she is actually, I think, a former ADRC director, I believe. So she'll be familiar with what we do, which is always nice. I think that's about everything. We'll have taxes starting up in February. So if you know of people that are in need of that in the local area, let them know. Any other questions for me regarding anything? And then I did pass out the program reports. I did want to mention, and I apologize for not getting those in the packet, but getting some numbers out of Peer Place is still a little bit of a challenge. So Emily is through September right now. Her October numbers, she's in the throes of open enrollment right now, so which is going very well, but it's very, very, very busy. And we actually, open enrollment started October 15th, and I think by November 1st or that first week in November, we were full with appointments. It just filled up faster. The first week of that we started taking names, she was 100 ahead of last year. So just a lot less choices out there for people, and so they wanted assistance. So we are, the people that aren't able to get an appointment right now do go on a list. We do send them materials for the hotline numbers and the other places that they can call for assistance. And then if she's got room in the end, she will follow up with some of them to see if they need further assistance. But yeah, it's a busy time for her. So those numbers will trickle in, but I think she's got through January to get those numbers in. Disability specialist just shows the year to date because I just ran those and I'm lazy. So there are still some questions on those with the numbers that I'm getting out. So same with family caregiver support. Again, that's through, those numbers are August, September, and then October in October. So I apologize for that, but I was in a hurry and the reports take me an exceedingly long time sometimes. So I did the same for AFCSP. Information and assistance is all year to date. And then transportation is on the back. We do not have any personal report, but we will have one next week or next month for you. Courtney was off and I wasn't sure how to run that one. So. I know we're busy for nutrition. Like I said, things have been picking up and I think they will, with all of the, you know, with the economy the way it is and prices. We are trying to compile, we are going to send out a food pantry list. I actually sent that out to AERC, but again, with the region kind of collapsing, things that I normally relied on Danica to do don't quite get always on like I want. So I think we'll send it to emergency management to get the food pantries posted. And then I'm asking staff, as we know of other events happening during the holidays, say for instance, Bosqueville's got a free Christmas Eve dinner that happens, and some other places do too. We're trying to compile a list of that. So if people are looking for some of those resources, we can provide that to them as well. So. Any other questions? I feel like we just blew right through that agenda. I don't know if we'll need a December meeting at this point. I don't think we would unless something would occur with the state in terms of the ADRC contract. I don't anticipate any of that. So you'd like to take the holiday off. I'll send you an official cancellation, but I don't see a reason to meet just to meet unless we all just want to come and have cookies and coffee and hang out for a half hour or so.
I'd come for the coffee.
Yeah, I'd come for your cookies. Yeah. Annie might make the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had. So. All right.
Motion to adjourn. Okay, I need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to abate. Second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.